Today, I'm going to talk about the importance of continuing to search for your passion, for whatever it is that drives you. And I'm going to tell you about a podcast I listened to recently that just gave me a total mind shift and perspective around what I'm doing with the Building Better Humans Project.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Welcome. Be motivated and be inspired. Let's go.
Hey team, Glenazar here. Welcome you back to the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Now, I get my inspiration from a variety of different sources, and I would hope that you're the same because it gives you a variety of different perspectives in the way of doing things. Now, a lot of you may or may not know, but the way I started this podcast was from listening to a podcast. I started listening to it 8 years ago, and then 7 years ago, there was an episode that specifically spoke about how easy it is to start podcasting. Now, you've got to cast back to the fact that 7 years ago, particularly in Australia, no one was really podcasting, and therefore the whole concept seemed a little bit foreign. But the podcast I was listening to was called The Small Business Big Marketing Show by Timbo Reid. And even today, I still listen to this podcast, maybe not as regularly as I used to, but back in those days, I was certainly looking for ways to market my business, which was Adventure Professionals, previous to being what it is today. And so listening to that, and then I thought, hey, I actually meet a lot of interesting people, and obviously through my travels and through my military, and I've had a lot of interesting experiences, I could do a podcast. And it started out just me interviewing people specifically around business because that's what I thought the podcast would be about. So I did that. I started the podcast, and just recently I've had another shift from listening to that podcast. Timbo was talking to the guy, and I don't remember his name, so I do apologize for that, but the guy that started an app, which is a ride-sharing app or a car-sharing app called Car Next Door. Interestingly, I've used that app. I didn't realize it was an Australian app. And I've even tried to use it when I was in Canada and other places and it wasn't available. But it's an easy way of hiring cars, basically. So I've had the experience where you go to hire a vehicle from a car company and you've got to keep it for an extra day because they're not open on a Sunday or whatever. What Car Next Door does, and the reason I had used it, is you can hire a ute for 2 or 3 hours or 1 hour if you want and go and do a rubbish run. You can hire a van, which I've done before. You don't need keys to pick it up. It's got the whole system is set on the car. So you can turn up at 4 o'clock in the morning and you can unlock it and through the app and you can jump in the car and you start driving and you pay for the keys that you use and you don't have to put fuel in it. If it's less than a quarter of a tank, when you finish, you've got to make sure it's got more than a quarter of a tank, and then whatever you spend on fuel, they actually give you the money back. So that's the background of the app, and that's not what today's episode is about. But what it is about is listening to the way that guy started that was he'd done quite successfully in a financial business. He got rid of that because he went away on a retreat. And as a part of this retreat, they were asking them about their passions and what drives them, and they gave them some serious time, whether it be hours or a couple of days from memory, to focus down on that. And what he came to is that he really wanted to solve, in some way, the carbon problem in the world. He viewed humans as being a large problem with what's going on in the world, and I couldn't disagree with that. I think every other animal just goes about its business, and it's us that seems to be a bit of a cancer on the world, let's be really honest with what we're doing. And I think the world will be around long after we're not, but that's a whole other conversation. So wanting to look at ways to get rid of carbon and looking at the ways we utilize vehicles, and this is interesting, he suggested that statistically, each one of us uses our vehicle about 6% of the day. And I thought, that's actually true. We drive to work, we park the car, it's parked all day, we drive home from work, we park the car, we maybe go to the shops or the gym or something, but mostly we drive to and from, and then for 94% of the day, the car is parked, which seems ludicrous when you consider what we pay for cars. And I guess what we're paying for is convenience to get in a car whenever we want. His idea was, particularly if you're living in big cities, is that you can just go and hire a car for an hour or a day or a week or whatever you needed it for. And when you don't need it, the other 94% of the time, you're not paying for it. Now, if you've got a car that's sitting around 94% of the time, then you can actually rent out your own car. That's the other side of the app, is people are renting out their own vehicles of varying degrees. But he started this with the whole passion of wanting to, at some level, solve the carbon problem in the world. And that got me thinking, what is my passion and my ultimate goal in life and what I want to do? And of course, it's all around personal development. It's all around the Building Better Humans project. And I've been playing with models and putting together business plans for how we expand this business. But then when I truly nut it down, what I want is to put personal development into as many people's hands as possible. That's what I've wanted to do. And through the podcast, I get to do that pretty much for free. Like, you know, cost you bandwidth or whatever, but I don't make any money out of doing a podcast. It's a passion project that I get to do. Through the buildingbetterhumansproject.com.au and running online programs, obviously we can also get paid through running camps, personal development camps, through coaching, through Bro Camp and Ayala, through going into schools and corporate groups and the military and Telstra and everyone in between and talking. That's how we get paid. So there is a business element to the Building Better Humans project. But am I putting it in as many hands as possible? And the short answer is no. And the longer answer is that it's most likely not accessible because there's a cost involved. And obviously, when we go out and talk to schools, for example, they'll regularly call us in, ask to see us about the problem that's going on within the schools, be it lack of attendance, be it violence, be it all of these things, you know, outside influences normally affecting these young people. So they sense the problem, but then before they even know what we charge, that question doesn't even come up, and then they'll tell us that we don't have a budget. So effectively, they're asking us to solve a massive problem, and they want us to do it for free. Now, you don't have to be Einstein to realize that there's a problem with that business model, in the sense that we've all got families and mortgages and whatever. We're all trying to live, and we're very good at what we do. And when I say we, it's not just me. It's my entire extended team and growing. So we have to work out what is the business model and how do we put it into as many hands as possible. So I realized that what I'm trying to do is make personal development accessible and affordable for everyone. So now that I know that, I can now go back and construct what would make it accessible and affordable for everyone. Now, I know the internet clearly makes things accessible for everyone, but what does affordable look like? I think about, as an example, and this is an extreme example, but the Kokoda Track or Mount Kilimanjaro or climbing in Russia, well, you know, the adventures that we run, they are life-changing adventures. And I'm not trying to oversell them. It's just what they are. They are absolutely life-changing adventures. Anyone who's been on one, I could guarantee, would tell you that these are life-changing adventures. It is personal development of the highest order. It's days and days achieving a goal, chipping away at it. It's not an overnight success. It's not an immediate, you know, whack another dollar in the slot and have another crack at it. You're spending days to achieve this thing. You've had to spend months to train up for this thing. You've got to chip away at it while you're over there. Yet generally, most of these places don't have access to your phone. It doesn't work. And so you're fully in the moment. And it is, as a result, the best personal development in the world. But it's expensive. And I think about this from the point of view that the people who most need their lives changed can't afford it. That's at the extreme level. That's at the $5,000 to $10,000 for overseas trips, adventures, experiences. But then even when we come down a level, what if we do a course for $400? I'm running an event coming up soon, which I'll put details out about in Brisbane, for parents, teachers, coaches, a two-hour event with, you know, drinks and canapes, and then a two-hour event talking about ways and methodologies and systems to put in place to develop our young people. I've got parents that I know are absolutely struggling in this area. And when I say with drinks, food and everything put on, it's $100 a ticket, I've got people saying, oh, they can't really afford that. Maybe I'll get the ticket for them. So therefore, it's accessible. It's right down the road from them, but it's not affordable, even at $100. Now, you and I might think I'll spend $100 at the drop of a hat. You and I might go and spend the $6,000 to go overseas on a massive adventure and have this epic experience. But it's not affordable for everyone. Now, I don't have that short answer for the overseas. I don't even have that short answer for how we do that around personal development. But the point is this. The question has been asked. And now that the question has been asked, I'll empower my brain to come up with an answer. And so for you, I challenge you to find your passion, find out what the deeper question is. It's not just about personal development now for me. It's about making it affordable and accessible. What is it for you? Empower your brain to go and look for the answer.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Building Better Humans podcast with your host, Glenn Azar. For feedback, to stay up to date, or go back and find an old episode, head over to 180.net.au.
Yeah, the Building Better Humans Project podcast. Let's go.